Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.38, it's good morning to Damien.
Good morning. Brilliant night of Champions League football to reflect upon from last night. History for Arsenal. They recorded a 7-1 win at PSV Eindhoven, in the process becoming the first team in the history of the competition to score seven goals in the away leg of a knockout tie. It's also a new club record victory for them in Europe. All of that achieved without having a recognised striker on the pitch. They had six different scorers last night. The sides will meet in London again this day week in the second leg of what was a round of 16 tie. It's really impossible to see Arsenal not advance. Despite that, their head coach Mikel Arteta was still urging his players last night to finish the job next week. Arsenal hadn't scored in their four previous games. They hit seven last night ahead of a game with Manchester United this weekend. So all in. Arteta, understandably, a happy man afterwards.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, you know. Nobody in this room, if I give you an envelope, say, can you predict what's going to happen tomorrow and who is going to score? That's the beauty of football. You know, in football is, and you do very well today, put your head down, be humble, analyze how you can improve, because the next game is going to be completely different to this one, and nobody can write the script, unfortunately, even if we would like to. If something hasn't been done, so great to be part of that. But as a team, we want to achieve many other things that are far more important than that. The happiest thing that I am is because we are in a very strong position to go to the next round, which is where we want to be, but there's still a job to do in London for sure in a week's time.
Yeah, certainly in a strong position, as are Aston Villa. They took a big step last night towards the last eight as well. They beat Club Brugge 3-1 in Belgium. It's Villa's debut season in the Champions League since its inception in 1992. They did win the old European Cup back in the 80s. 2 goals inside 5 minutes late in the game last night swung it in Villa's favour. And their defender Tyrone Mings isn't getting too complacent.
Listen, it's a game over two legs, so we're fully aware that we would be put under pressure at times. We'd have to defend well. We've got such attacking quality that we'll always get chances. And I think we've just been working on taking them when they come along. And like I said, over two legs, you have to do a lot of defending. You're going to get chances. And thankfully, we came out on the right end of it tonight.
That's Tyrone Mings. Real Madrid overcame their cross-city rivals Atletico 2-1 at the Bernabeu, with Borussia Dortmund and Lille playing out a 1-1 draw. There are four further games tonight. Paris Saint-Germain hosts Liverpool in a match which is live on RTE2 television. They'll have coverage as well tonight of the fixtures between Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen, Benfica, who host Barcelona, and Feyenoord's game with Inter Milan. The manager of the Bulgarian national side, Ilyan Ilyev, has resigned from his role just 2 weeks before their due to face the Republic of Ireland in a Nations League promotion relegation playoff. Ilyev has been in his position since November of 2023, but carries it out in tandem with his job as the manager of the club side Cherno More. Now, he has been the subject of formal complaints from other clubs in the country regarding what they see as a conflict of interest. He resigned having already named his squad for those upcoming games at the weekend. Bulgaria finished second to Northern Ireland in Group C3 of the competition. Ireland faced the prospect of relegation after finishing third in B2. The Irish rugby squad will continue preparations today ahead of Saturday's Guinness Six Nations game with France at the Aviva Stadium. Tadhg Furlong took a full part in training as he continues to recover from groin and hamstring injuries. They've restricted him to just one game since October. Caelan Dorris and Jack Conan should also both be available, with a decision to be made around the availability of Ronan Kelleher. Ireland sit 3 points clear of France ahead of the penultimate round of games this weekend. France do, however, boast a far superior points difference. That match will be live on both RTE Radio and television this weekend. We'll hear from Mac Hansen in advance of it in the next hour. Mark Allen is in first round action later at Snooker's World Grand Prix in Hong Kong. He faces Jimmy Robertson in the first round. They'll be on the table shortly after lunchtime Irish time. While LeBron James has become the first player in the history of the NBA to reach a career tally of 50,000 points, the 40-year-old, who's in his 22nd year playing in the league, went into the LA Lakers game with the New Orleans Pelicans overnight, one point short of that tally. He scored with an early three-pointer to reach the milestone. Another chapter of history in his career. More sport available, as always, on the RTE News app and also the RTE Sport website.